In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today, preaching the Word of God, telling you what's happening at Holy Rosary. Great things are happening. The revival is on the way. It's things are happening. But I'm looking at this scripture, okay? It's from the 24th chapter of Luke, and the scripture is the road to Emmaus. Ought not Christ have to suffer these things? Jesus is telling these two people on the road to Emmaus, and to enter into his glory. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he was going further. He made as though he was going further. You know, sometimes the Lord does this. He says, I'm going further. I'm leaving now. But listen to what the Word of God says. But they constrained him, saying, stay with us, for it is evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in and stayed with them. Like, how often do we tell the Lord, stay with us, Lord? It's evening. We need you to stay with us, Lord. We need you to stay with us. You see, when the anointing is coming and present, you know, we need to just tap into that and to be able to say to the Lord, just stay with us a little longer. Just stay with us a little longer. Your presence brings healing. Your presence brings joy. Your presence brings fullness of life. Just stay with us, Jesus. Stay with us, Jesus. We need you to stay with us, Jesus. You see, there's a great anointing that's taking place at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. There's a great anointing that's taking place at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. We're having these days of revival. I want to tell you, people that can travel, come to 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass., 02152. The Lord has just begun. We started last night. This is our second session. Tonight we go again from 7 to 11. We want to tell the Lord, stay with us. Stay with us, because you know what? The times are desperate. Stay with us, Jesus. Bring your presence. Bring your anointing. Bring your love. Stay with us, Lord. Bring converts that people would come to know and love you and serve you. Stay with us, Jesus. Stay with us. Do not leave us, Lord. Do not leave us. Just stay with us, Lord. This is what these two men, Cleophas and the other person, what they said, stay with us. Please stay with us. They didn't even know it was Jesus. They didn't even know it was Jesus. Even though he explained the scriptures on the road, they didn't even know it was Jesus. But you know what? They had the sense and the hospitality to say to him, stay with us. Stay with us. You know, I just don't think that we have that ability to tell Jesus to stay with us, because we want to jump from one thing to the next. We want to jump from one thing to the next. But stay with us, Lord. Please stay with us, Lord. We're desperate. We're broken. We're needy. We're poor. We struggle. Stay with us, O Lord. Do not leave us, Lord. We need your presence. Already your presence is falling at the Holy Rosary. But stay with us, Lord. Stay with the people who are listening to me today. Stay with them, Lord. Stay with them, Lord. Stay with those people that are alone. Stay with them, Lord. Let your presence be known to them, Lord. Let your presence be known to them, Lord. Let your presence be known to them, Lord. Stay with us, Lord. It is evening. It is dark. The morals are gone in our land. People have deserted their first love. Stay with us, Lord. We need you to stay with us. Something is happening at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. Something is happening. God is showing up. And you know, when God shows up, we need to build a tent and we need to stay with Him and tell Him through song, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us, for we are poor. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us, for we are lonely. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us, for we are thirsty. Oh, those two men on the road to Emmaus, they were leaving Jerusalem because they thought that Jesus was still dead. I remember their words, we had hoped that He would be the one to save Israel. We had hoped, but they were completely disappointed. They were completely disappointed. We had hoped. But they had the sense to tell the stranger, stay with us. And He revealed Himself to them in the Eucharist, in the breaking of the bread. He revealed Himself in the Eucharist, in the breaking of the bread. We need to stay with Him. We need to abide in Him. We need to abide in the Lord. We need to tell Him, don't leave, Lord. Don't leave. Let Your presence get thicker. Let the presence get thicker. Let the cloud of glory come. This is what's happening at the Holy Rosary. I prayed with Him. His lungs were healed. No more oxygen. The nurses are all surprised. This is the work of God. Last night, people's knees were healed, and they were kneeling for the first time, and shoulders were healed, and more than healing, the Lord showed up. Oh, the Lord showed up. How many meetings have you been to and the Lord didn't show up? Nothing happened. How many times did you go someplace and the Lord didn't show up? The Lord is showing up at the Holy Rosary. Sister Ruth Carneal, she's a great missionary. She spoke last night and she was so wonderful. So wonderful. Maria Vadia, that Cuban firecracker, is coming today. She is wonderful, wonderful, hearing the word of God from these people. But the greatest thing is the worship. There was this holy quiet today, this holy quiet today, when the Lord showed up. This holy quiet when the Lord showed up. It's so beautiful. Stay with us, Lord. Don't leave us. Let Your presence get thicker. Let the atmosphere change. Let heaven invade earth. Let heaven invade earth. Bring people that will be healed, delivered, blessed. This is 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass. 02152. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. I have my friend Priscilla in Phoenix, Arizona. She wishes she could come. She couldn't get here. She wishes she could come, but she couldn't get here. And people have the ability to come. We have people from New York, from Florida, from Phoenix, Arizona. This is true. From New Jersey, all around those areas. And, you know, people are so close that they could come tonight between 7 and 11, or as much time as you can spend. And tell the Lord, stay with us. We need you. We need you. We need you. We want to see the move of God. We want to see the move of God. God is moving in our midst. The Lord is moving in our midst. The Lord is moving in our midst. It is time for us. It is time for us to do what we need to do. I want to tell you where God is, I want to be. Where He is moving, I want to be. I want to be where the Lord is. I want to be where the river of God is. I want to be where the Holy Spirit is doing things. That's where I want to be. Last night the Lord gave me a prophetic word. And He said, so many people said that in the 1980s, the charismatic experience peaked. And then He says, my Holy Spirit never peaks. My Holy Spirit never peaks. People peaked, but my Holy Spirit never peaks. I call my Holy Spirit to come upon people to do more, for there is more, and there is more, and there is more. You will never reach the end of what my Holy Spirit can do. You will never reach the end of the power of the Holy Spirit. You will never reach the end. You see, the charismatic renewal peaked, but I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit doesn't peak. The Holy Spirit doesn't peak. It's for those that are desperate, for those that are hungry, for those that are with St. Paul that says, you know, I count all things as dung for the sake of knowing my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ. I count all things as rubbish. He really means dung for the sake of knowing my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ. I count everything as nothing. You see, how hungry are you for God? How hungry are you for God? If you're not hungry for God, then you're not going to get anything. But at least you can ask Him, I need a hunger. I need a thirst. I need a hunger, Lord. I need a thirst. As the hind longs for the running streams, so I long for you, O Lord. As the hind longs for the running streams, I thirst for you, O Lord. My soul thirsts for you, O Lord. I thirst for the living God. Please, 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 Lord, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. And when the Holy Spirit comes, He always glorifies Jesus. Jesus is the one He glorifies. He glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who He glorifies, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is to be glorified because the Holy Spirit comes and glorifies Jesus. For Jesus says, when the Spirit of God comes, He will glorify me. He will show you the things that are to come. He will convict the world of sin. Of sin. He will convict the world of sin because they refuse to believe in me. But He will glorify me. Oh, you always know where the Holy Spirit is. The presence of God is there. The glory of God is there. Things begin to happen. But you see, we need to be like the men of Emmaus. Just stay with us a little longer, Jesus. We just need you to stay with us. We need you to pitch your tent here and, like, don't move because we're desperate for you. Like, we're desperate for you, Lord. How desperate are you for Jesus? Where is your first love? Your first love when you used to love Jesus so much. Is it there anymore? Is it there anymore? This is the time to renew your first love. This is the time to renew your first love. Your first love when Jesus was doing all those great things for you. He hasn't changed. Jesus hasn't changed. Jesus hasn't changed. He has great things in store, but you need to seek Him. Seek Him and live. Seek him and live. Seek him and live. The Holy Spirit is so wonderful. He glorifies Jesus. He does the great signs and wonders and miracles. This Holy Spirit is wonderful, 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 wonderful. Lord, I pray for these people now. I pray that you would draw them to the Holy Rosary, those you have called, that you would draw them, that those you have called would get rides, Lord, that you would miraculously provide rides for them to come to the Holy Rosary at 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass., 02152, 7 to 11 tonight, 10 to 2 tomorrow, and 7 to 11 all the way until Thursday. It's 10 to 2 and 7 to 11. You know, don't miss what God is doing. Don't miss what God is doing. You know why? Because if you miss it, you have no idea what has happened and what God wants to do. Wherever he is, I want to be. You see, on the day of Pentecost, they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. They were in that upper room, persevering in prayer. That's when the Holy Spirit came. He didn't come by the empty tomb. He came when they were together. We are together in the name of Jesus. We are together by the power of his blood. We are together in the name of the risen Savior. We are together because we have nobody else but Jesus and each other. Broken as we are, needy as we are, poor as we are together. Seeking his face through worship. Seeking his face through worship. And so I'm going to invite you again. Come to the Holy Rosary tonight. Come to the Holy Rosary, 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass. Come and worship with us. Come and praise God. Come, come, come. Let all who are thirsty come to the waters. Come to the waters and drink. Come, come, come. With no money, come, come. This free water, free water. Come, come. Isaiah 12. With joy you will draw water from the springs of salvation. Oh, with joy. Where is your joy? Where is your joy? Where is your joy? The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, that's where the Holy Spirit is, this joy. Oh, Jesus, this is much more than a service. This is a visitation of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need you to visit us, O God. We need you to pour out your Spirit upon us, O Lord. We need that you would do new things and work new wonders, O Lord. We tell you what these men said. Stay with us, O Lord. Stay with us, O Lord. Abide with us, O Lord. Take not your Spirit from us, O Lord. I tell you, my friends, I give the invitation, and you're welcome to come. 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass., 02152. It's called the Holy Rosary. Abiding is the key. Abiding with the Lord is the key. Calling him, asking him, don't leave now. Stay with us. Stay with us. We need you to stay with us. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in our hearts. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Come in our hearts, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in our hearts. Jesus, O Jesus, stay with us now, Jesus. come dine and stay with us now. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in our hearts. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in our hearts. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in our hearts. Put your hand on the sick area of your life. Don't pray. Don't pray. And don't try. Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed by the power of the blood in your head. Every headache ceases now in Jesus' name. By the power of the precious blood of the Lamb, every headache is healed now in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood. Nasal passages open up in the name of Jesus. I call those things to be now that are not as if they are. They are. Deviated septum, be healed in the name of Jesus. Goiter, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in your eyes in the name of Jesus by the power of the precious blood, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed now in your eyes in the name of Jesus. See clearly in the name of Jesus. See clearly, I said, in the name of Jesus. I speak to the eyes. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Cancer, be completely healed by the power of the blood. Cancer, be completely healed by the blood of Jesus. Be completely healed. All the metastasis, be completely healed in Jesus' name. Be completely healed in the name of Jesus. Be completely healed by the power of the cross. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. From the inside out, from the inside out, I cut off all food that goes to these cancer tumors. I cut them out in Jesus' name. I just block the food in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of the blood. Be healed in your stomach right now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the precious blood of the Lamb. By the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Everything the devil wrote against your stomach, everything the devil wrote against your breast, everything the devil wrote against your chest, everything the devil wrote against your discs, be healed now in Jesus' name as the Holy Spirit goes through you, as the Holy Spirit goes through you, as the Holy Spirit heals you. Be healed now in Jesus' mighty name. I see mouths being healed, teeth being healed in the name of Jesus by the power of his blood. I see mouths being healed. Teeth being healed. TMJ healed. All that pain is gone in the name of Jesus by the power of his sacred heart, by the power of his blood. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Fibromyalgia. A woman was healed of fibromyalgia that we prayed with in Danvers. Be healed now in Jesus' name. All that pain leaves your body. All that pain leaves your arms. All that pain leaves your legs. All that pain leaves your head. All that pain leaves your back. All that pain leaves your chest. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Fibromyalgia, I take authority over you. I bind and cast you to the cross of Jesus Christ. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Everything the devil wrote against you has been canceled by the power of the cross, by the blood of the Lamb. It's been nailed to the cross. Be healed of fibromyalgia now. Be healed of discs now. In the name of Jesus, through the power of the precious blood of the Lamb, be healed now. As the Lord says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I sent my word. I sent my word to heal your diseases. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, be healed now. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of his blood, all pain leaves these bodies. Now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, be healed now. Now, 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 in Jesus' name. Come on, let's make an act of faith. I believe.
I believe and I receive. I receive this miracle from the hands of Jesus now. Amen. Through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Be healed now in Jesus' name. By the blood of Christ. By the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Listen, I need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And don't forget Jimmy the Roofer. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, and come tonight to the Holy Rosary. The Lord is here. Things are happening. The presence of God. We need you to come. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. Come. Come, bring people, bring the desperate, bring the needy, bring the poor, bring the broken. Come, 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 come. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing, and He wants you there. 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 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.